last time I showed you that at the conclusion of the seven last plagues, it says there is to be a great earthquake and great hailstones weighing on up to 130 pounds that are to come at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now again, the scriptures that will give you, in a nutshell, the overview of biblical prophecy, which gives me the courage to say, can Jesus come tonight? The answer is yes. Will he come tonight? The answer is no. For the simple reason that Christ himself says there is so much that must take place first. And it has to do with weather, with the economy, with Europe, with the emergence of a 10-nation United States of Europe. It has to do with the Middle East, with war erupting there. It has to do with national calamities to strike the British and the American people. It has to do with all that is called in the Bible the Great Tribulation. Now, the two key scriptures I want to give you that will stand you in good stead, and they will show you that those who preach a rapture theory have got the order of events in biblical prophecy absolutely confused and backward. Those two scriptures are Joel 2:31, Matthew 24:29. Turn to them and read them with your own eyes, and you will always know exactly how those events spoken of as the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord are to fall. You will never be confused again. Joel 2:31, Matthew 24:29. Now, Joel 2:31 was quoted by the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost as a little preliminary forerunner or a type of what God's Word prophesies will occur during the time just ahead of us, the time in which we are now living, the time we have now entered, because we are in the preliminary period of time when all of those events which are to culminate in the tribulation, the great tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, are shaping up and developing every single day and every week. Joel 2:31 says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come." Now, to expound the verse, that is from the earth's point of view. God is using a metaphor. God is using descriptive language to tell us that so far as we are concerned from our position on the earth, it will be black as midnight at noonday. There are many other scriptures that describe the terror, men's hearts failing them for fear, what human beings will think is going to occur when that terrible blood-red moon, or sun rather, finally just becomes black right in the middle of the day, and it appears that there is some great interruption in the heavens above. But the word I want you to look at and to see emphasized is the word before, because that's the word that has to do with the time setting. It says the heavenly signs, in other words, the sun turned to darkness, the moon into blood. That's signs, wonders in the heaven and the earth, verse 30. And it says, when will this occur? Before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. Now get that in your mind. That is the word of God. So the heavenly signs, that's what you're reading of, happen when? Before the day of the Lord. So you've got the day of the Lord, and you can put it at the right side of a piece of paper, and you can put the word after. And the word before, you put it the left side, and you put heavenly signs. Now turn to Matthew 24:29. And you read a word after. The word before, the word after. Unmistakable in the English language. Now it talks about these great heavenly signs, the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And then in verse 29 in Matthew 24, in the words of Jesus Christ himself, it says, quote, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven." What are we reading? The heavenly signs. A dark sun, the moon not giving its light, after what? After the tribulation of those days, the great tribulation described in the entire first part of the 24th chapter of Matthew. Now, what do you have on your piece of paper? Tribulation, then heavenly signs, then the day of the Lord. Now, that is a vital key for the understanding of Bible prophecy. And it absolutely knocks in the head so that it dies a quivering death, the ridiculous idea of a so-called rapture of saints off to heaven in a kind of a two-part rescue when Jesus Christ allegedly comes first for his saints and secondly with his saints. There is no such language in the Bible. The book of Revelation shows that during all the time of the tribulation, all the nations are on the earth is populated by billions of human beings. During the time of the heavenly signs, the sixth and seventh chapters of Revelation show, there are billions of human beings still on the earth that the heavenly signs themselves, this great interruption even in the heavens above, cause the repentance and the conversion of a vast, innumerable multitude of human beings from races and nations all over the earth as a result of the warning and the witness message of the work of God, which is prophesied to go out today. And the marking, the sealing, or the conversion of 144,000, and they are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, that's in the seventh chapter of Revelation, human beings on the earth. Now, the eighth, ninth, tenth, little inset chapters here and there. We went through the 11th of the two witnesses, the 12th about the entire microcosm of the history of the world and the church, the 13th getting back into the first two beasts of the 13th chapter, the mark of the beast, the number of his name. We covered all of that. The 14th, another brief inset of the two harvests of the earth. And finally, we came on down to this chapter 16, where we have seen step by step the unfolding of the great last plagues culminating in the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the time sequence of events is very clear. And what do we have? Human beings still standing on the earth when? Why, at the very end of the time of the day of the Lord, with that great hailstone storm coming down, with human beings being affected, with earthquakes dividing cities in which people live. And it tells people in the book of Revelation that human beings are still going to be converted, are going to be caught up with Christ to meet him and come down in that day on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14 and verse 4. The warning, even in the midst of the plagues, verse 15, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments. I told you about that last program. And so that concludes the 16th chapter.